In a sheep paddock in outback Queensland, scientists have unearthed the partial skeleton of a new species of the prehistoric flying reptile, the pterodactyl. Not only is it the most intact fossil of its kind, it might also be the longest surviving, living in this part of the world millions of years after it was extinct elsewhere. Jacqueline Breen reports.
It was just another day weeding along the creek bank for Queensland sheep farmer Bob Elliott, until all of a sudden it wasn't.
Yeah, I picked it up and sure enough it was quite heavy. It was rock, but I could tell at the same time it was bone. So yeah, I was quite interested.
The Elliott station Belmont is near Winton in central western Queensland, home of the fossil-rich Winton Formation, a large area of sedimentary rock known for its dinosaur discoveries.
And then I found another piece about 4 metres away from the first piece, and I could see teeth sticking out, and they were quite long.
Bob found parts of the lower jaw, part of a tooth, and some fragmented limb bones. So it was a really wonderful chance discovery.
Swinburne University PhD candidate Adele Pentland.
This is an exciting find. It's the most complete pterosaur that's ever been found in Australia.
That creek on the edge of a sheep paddock was holding the remains of a pterodactyl or pterosaur, a large winged reptile that lived in the age of dinosaurs around 90 million years ago. There have been more than a dozen pterosaur fossils found in Australia before, but none quite like this.
What we found in the past is one isolated bone. We can't find the rest of the animal that it belonged to or just a partial bone.
Adele Pentland and her team found 30 related fossil pieces, making this discovery the most complete pterosaur specimen on the continent. Fellow Swinburne paleontologist Dr. Stephen Soropat says it's a different species to earlier Australian discoveries.
We found, bizarrely, that it actually shows close ties to some pterosaurs from the UK, from England. And that is suggesting that these animals were traversing quite huge distances.
A unique set of teeth also set this specimen apart.
They're quite long, they're quite conical, they're slightly curved, and basically they would have interlocked along the jawline and been the perfect fish trap.
And the theory is this species lived in Australia for 6 to 8 million years, longer than it survived elsewhere. Adele Pentland again.
There have been times where species or groups of animals have survived in Australia for millions of years after they've gone extinct in other places. So I suppose that's sort of bubbling away in the back of my head. If this pterosaur did live after other examples from across the world, you know, maybe it had something to do with the climate or the environment, or in Australia they had a different habitat preference. You know, these are all the questions that we'll be looking at in the future.
The research is published in the journal Scientific Reports.
Jacqueline Breen reporting.